Welcome to the City of South Jordan Council meeting. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving with these fine public servants who serve on our City Council, and I have the chance to serve as mayor of the City of South Jordan with them and with our outstanding staff who you can see here. We appreciate all of you for being here. Welcome to the public. Welcome to so many members of our Youth Council. We welcome you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for everything you do. Everyone joining us tonight, we appreciate you being here, and any who are online or who will check this out later, we appreciate you being part of this with us. We are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be able to gather together this evening to discuss the affairs of this wonderful city in which we live and serve. We are grateful for the freedoms that we have been blessed with and pray for thy guidance that we may make wise decisions to continue to move this wonderful city forward. We ask also that thou would watch over all those who go about work in South Jordan, providing service to the residents, that they will be protected and watched over in their various duties. We also ask that our city may be blessed with an abundance of thy spirit to remember the meaning of the Christmas season. And these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. McGuire. We now have the privilege of having the Pledge of Allegiance led by our Director of Recreation, Janelle Payne.
Will the audience please rise and recite the pledge with me? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you, Janelle. For those of you just coming in, we just want to say welcome and thank you so much for being here. We also want to acknowledge that we'll have a chance to bring Marianne up in just a little bit too, but Mr. Marler's wife is here with us, and also Michelle Hollis, who's the chair of our Planning Commission. Thank you for being here with us as well. All right. The minutes from our November 7th, 2023 City Council meeting and the City Council study meeting and our November 8, 2023 City Council Strategic Planning Meeting have been sent out for review. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or changes that you see that need to be made to these draft minutes? And if not, is there a motion to approve the draft minutes?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve the minutes that are on the agenda. I don't have a copy of the agenda here, so
yeah, we don't have this meeting's agenda.
I've got it now. So
I only have this book. So most of the council doesn't have a copy of the agenda in front of us. Can we get one of those? We have the canvassers one and the study meeting in there, but not this one.
Anyway, I'll move, continuing my motion. So the council study meeting from November 7th, the city council meeting from November 7th, and the city council strategic planning meeting held on November 8th.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Mr. Harris, any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as proposed, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, those minutes are approved. Before we move on to our mayor and council reports, I need to ask for a motion to amend the agenda to remove item J and J1, all of the training that is listed, because we completed that in our study meeting. We just did that. We had time in our study meeting, so we just did that. Can I get a motion to amend the agenda to remove item J because that item was just completed?
Mayor, I'll move to amend the agenda as stated by you.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. The agenda has been amended. and reflects that the training was just completed in our previous meeting. Okay, mayor and council reports. For those of you who don't know, this is a time that we like to just report back a little bit on what we have been doing. Things, as we, you know, everybody knows there's a lot going on in this city, but I don't think most people have any idea how much time this council puts into working and representing the constituents of this city and the best interests of this city. So this is a time when we just take a few minutes to touch on a couple highlights of things that we've been doing since our last meeting, which was a month ago, because we had the election night. There's no meeting on election night, and so our last meeting was a whole month ago. Anybody want to go first?
We can just start here. And
great. We'll make our way down.
If
perfect.
You want to do that.
Thank you.
I have a few pictures, maybe if we can get those up. Yeah, so this, I went to the grand opening of the Mill Creek City Hall, and they have a mascot, which is kind of interesting, the moose. If you look at the next picture, there, my son Jonathan and I with the Mill Creek moose. And then did the judging of the gingerbread houses. There were some amazing items in there, and that's the one I voted for to win it all, I think. But that was the 12 Days of Christmas. How did that come out? I never heard how the judging went. Do you know?
I know that one got an award, but I don't know which.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, I only have winners' names. I don't know what their entries were.
Okay. There's that one there. The Nightmare Before Christmas. There were police officers there that really were lobbying me for this one. And there's I'm not going to say anything about this one. I'll let you talk about it, Mr. McGuire. Anyway. And then Light the Night, of course, was great. And besides that, I attended the Legislative Policy Committee meeting for the league. I did that online. I also attended the Council of Governments meeting for when the mayor was out of town, and got to vote to finish funding for Granville Road. So. Yay. Anyway, that passed.
A very important vote that we want our voice heard. Thank you. Yeah.
Nobody opposed it, so it was great. attended the Senior Advisory Committee meeting, and they're doing well, I think. Attended the best Christmas pageant ever. I had never even heard of this play before. And
it's my favorite Christmas book. Yeah. I love it.
I had never heard of it.
That's awesome.
Robin, like halfway through, Robin leans over to me and she says, "I hate this show."
I love the book.
And then two-thirds of the way through, she said, "I really hate this show." And at the end, she said, "Oh, that was good." Anyway, turns out great at the end. So anyway, let's see. Oh, Sounds of the Season. I went to that, and the mayor represented us extremely well there. And the concert was just remarkable, I thought. Really uplifting. And just mention that my brother Kent was elected to the West Jordan City Council.
Okay, so he's your brother?
He's my brother.
I figure with the last name Shelton, there was a connection.
He's the oldest, I'm the oldest, he's the youngest. And so, you know, we might get a little Sojo, Wejo alliance thing. I don't know.
Oh, good, because there's a trail that we should work to get finished with them.
Anyway, I don't think Mayor Burton would appreciate Wejo very much.
No, so instead he's chosen to brand them as West Jordan is the best Jordan.
Oh.
Just so you know, just on. Saying. We're
it's pretty bad when you have to try and talk your residents
we're
into
gonna
that.
We're going to have to work on that, so yeah. Just so you know.
Okay. Well, in a roundabout way, I'm related to him too, which
needs to be Sojo than Wejo.
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's good. That's a good one, Brad. Anyway, that's my report.
Awesome. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Harris.
So the South Valley Sewer Board met, and we actually had a truth in taxation. And, you know, that one's pretty straightforward because at the end of the day, you know, we need to have sewer and everything needs to flow out.
Gotta flow downhill.
Everything's just got more expensive. Not only are we see that in the city, but we're also seeing that at the South Valley, the pipe costs more, the labor costs more, a number of things just cost more to operate. And also that group has found ways to operate as efficiently as possible. Anytime that a road is going to get torn up and redone, they're working in conjunction with the cities or whoever it is that is controlling that road to go in there and say, hey, at the same time, do we need to go in there and do we need to put in new pipe or do we need to widen the pipe or whatever else? And they work together so there can be some shared costs, with the various cities or whoever owns the road. So they're doing everything they can, but there was an $8 a month increase that was approved so I just wanted to pass that along. So, and that is just enough to, they did all the forecasting of everything that needs to get done over the next years, and that is just to keep up. Also attended Light the Night. I love that every single year. It's just we go outside and the thing that just amazing how happy everyone was there. You know, people were just so excited, whether or not, they had, all the families that were there, the kids that were there, the parents, even people without kids were there and enjoying the time. And, the city staff just does just a great job in putting that on. And just there's so many different, and Mayor, I just remember when you were announcing it, there were so many different activities, that everyone can do, while they're there. And so, we tried to do them all, when we were in there. And so we were there for quite some time, but it was just really well thought out and just got so many compliments, on it. So just love that. So also able to go in there and judge the gingerbread houses and just in this and just like so many other things, we just have so many talented people in our city. We have so many people with artistic, abilities and they just do such a great job. And, that was one where my son Liam, he just thoroughly wants to come in and he says, you're going to go judge gingerbread houses? Can I come with you? And he tells me which ones to vote for and I listen to him. He has a good eye, I think. So it's a fun time. I think we had a couple Sojo race series in there. I don't know if it's just one or two that we've had since we met last. Is it two, Brad?
Yeah, I've got pictures.
Yeah, you got some pictures
with you.
Yeah, with Brad Knight. And I know Tamara. I know you probably attended.
I missed
those two. Did you? Okay. But we go and these are good. I mean, they have the 5Ks and they also have the kid races as well, and they're just a lot of fun. It helps me not get keep getting big over what the colder months, and so I appreciate that. But it's been great. If it's okay, Rachel, maybe you can kind of come up for this next one. Is this maybe the best time coming up? So Rachel, so I attended the Golden Spike Awards, and this is a really big deal. So I'm just gonna I think this is the best time to do it. So Rachel, I want you to just kind of tell everyone what the South Jordan, you and your team, and on behalf of South Jordan City, was able to win these awards. Yeah.
So Patrick asked me to bring them.
Yes.
You're not walking around with
them. I just carry them close to my heart at all times. We're very grateful that Councilmember Harris and his wife Shari were able to come, and it was a really fun event. It was at the aquarium in the Shark Room, if you've ever had an event in there, so that was kind of fun. But we basically, this is for the Public Relations Society of America, the Utah State chapter, and we submitted several projects we had worked on. My team has done a lot of really great work, and I wanted them to get recognition for it. If you recall, last year we entered on a whim, and kind of got a finalist entry. I basically was like, you know what, I'm gonna try this. I didn't know the whole process or everything at the time. And when I got that finalist but didn't get the award, I was determined to make sure my team's work was recognized this year. I think I remember the mayor, I was commenting to you. I was like, we're gonna get one, okay? Well, we didn't get one mayor. We got two. So just in the Sojo spirit, I went a little extra above and beyond. But yeah, we're very, very proud of the work that we've done. And the two projects that we got it were for the Sojo Photo Contest and the communications efforts around the Bingham Creek Regional Park grand opening. So yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a big deal, I have to say. I mean to get, you know, I was just thrilled when you got the first award, and then to get that second one, you know, with the number of people that were in, the number of projects were there. I mean, just South Jordan was certainly, and you, on behalf of South Jordan, all the work that you did was certainly well recognized there. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was really exciting, and I'm proud of my team, and we're going to just keep at it. So,
congratulations.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. And that's my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Mr. Marler.
Just a couple things. So the first thing I'll mention is that, and I've got some photos here, so we'll go through those maybe first. But this, I believe the first one was this is the veterans, because yeah. Patrick's uh-huh. got the veterans T-shirt on right there uh-huh. that we all got. And so my, on the far left, my daughter-in-law, Megan, and my son, Remington, myself, Patrick, and his wife as well.
And a dog.
And the dog, sorry, and the dog. So that was a lot of fun.
Happy dog.
And then interspersed next one. This is the my backyard with my little granddaughter who's 4 years old. And so, this was the last time I get to show off a couple personal things.
That's
here.
Awesome.
So, and this one, I don't think Patrick was here on the. You were somewhere else. This is actually the Turkey Day.
I was on that one
ruck.
Too. Yeah.
So make sure everybody knows what I'm saying here. So, there are a number of races that you can be involved in. I actually enjoy what's called the ruck race, and so you put a backpack on, and that could be anywhere from mine was just over 20 pounds. And I know Mr. Lewis has one that's, what, about 40 pounds?
That's a lot.
Dustin, something like that. And some people, like Patrick, even run with the backpack on. It's a lot of fun. We actually were in the 5K. And so, boy, great exercise, let me tell you, with a backpack on and going as fast as at least I can go. So, and next one, this is my the newest addition when he was... about 5 months old. He's my little buddy there. So
happy guy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good looking baby.
And then there's the last one, and I'll make comments on that if you'll hold it there, please. So one of the first things that I did, or at least during the month of November, and I know the mayor will be commenting as well, is attend the Fulmer Legacy Center groundbreaking. The former boxing brothers now finally, they've all passed, but now have, at least with the groundbreaking, will have a beautiful boxing gym and training area and so on. So happy for them. I've mentioned to all of you many times that three of the brothers lived in my neighborhood, in my LDS ward, Don and Jay, and then the brother, Gene, who was actually a national champion, lived just a little bit further north, just over the border in West Jordan. So they were all within just, you know, about 100 yards of each other. And I think the only one living as far as the couples, Nedra, was Don's wife. She is still living. She was there at the groundbreaking. That was a lot of fun. These people have helped out youth, obviously mainly young men, for now decades at their own cost, and it was so rewarding to see this actually happen finally, where they have a formal boxing building, and at times they were literally in places like a chicken coop. They mentioned that was where they actually met and were boxing, and so it was just heartwarming to see that happen. I mentioned I went to the Veterans Day and the Turkey Ruck. let's see, and then met with one of our favorite developers who was trying to help us with the senior facilities on many occasions, including with staff. And I was actually out of town last week for Light Tonight. I apologize again. It was one of those things I couldn't avoid. And I want to just mention two things. First of all, I was talking with the HOA president of Reunion Village, and he said, hey, I want to just share a story with you, Brad. And by the way, this fellow's name is Jay Bocut. And I believe he was on the city council many, many years ago as well. Jay was. This was way before my time. So he said, have you heard the name Gary Nelson? And I said, no, I don't think so. He said, you know, the guy was just the best guy. He was always serving people. And after the garbage was taken care of during the week, he would be the one to go out and put all the garbage cans back in front of people's homes, not because he didn't like them there, just as a service. He would go and help them do that. And he was always serving, doing other things constantly for his neighbors. One morning after he was out there putting the garbage cans away, he actually suffered a heart attack and died in the middle of the street, putting his neighbor's garbage cans away. And I thought I would just share that. What a legacy, for people to know that he served until his literally dying efforts to serve his fellow men, his fellow neighbors. So I just thought I'd share that with you. And lastly, and this one I have mentioned before a long time ago that one of my relatives actually settled in South Jordan, and his house is still on 1300 West. I think it's one of the 10 homes still standing that were built back then. But and so you want to put up that last photo again, please? So if you don't mind. Yeah, the last one, John. Okay. It's coming, he said it's coming. So you might recognize this photo. It's out in the hallway here. And I've got a little bit of information here to pass around, but this is my great-great-grandfather, and I never mentioned it, I don't think, in any of these meetings, because I didn't want people to think I'm somehow entitled to anything, but this is my great-great-grandfather, James Reuben Peterson. He was the first, it actually back then it was called the board president of the board. He was essentially the first mayor of South Jordan. And I wanted to just mention that. He served he was actually serving in 1935. It was 1967 was the last time they actually used the term board president or president of the board. And in 1968, they then called it mayor. So this is my great-great-grandfather, the first essentially mayor of South Jordan. Really, I thought you should know that. Really I'm, neat. And the reason I am bringing that up, one, I didn't want to make a big issue out of it. I'll pass this around for everybody to see. You'll see his photo on the way out. But my hope is that my great-great-grandfather.
Can I have a copy of this?
Okay.
Can I have a copy of this?
Or Anna can send it electronically.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I would love a copy of this.
So I am hopeful that somewhere in the Never Never Land that my great-great-grandfather and all of the other mayors and councilmen, and I'm going to make notice of them a little bit later as I have the opportunity, are happy with where South Jordan is today from where the early beginnings were in 1935 and afterward. I'm grateful for the legacy. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I've had to serve, and again I'll make further comments, but I just thought it might be interesting for y'all all to know and to see. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's
so lovely.
Fascinating,
that.
Brad.
That's great.
Let me turn on my thing. So first of all, before I jump into a couple photos, I just wanted to mention how heartwarming it's been since the election results were announced. I was on a post, but it was very heartwarming to have many residents and neighbors congratulate me, and I'd kind of shrug and, you know, like, how hard was it? But really, I think it's a great nod that our city is so supportive that even though two of us were unopposed, that 1,300 people still turned in their ballots, voting to say, Tamara, go to work and keep serving. And I take that serious, and I'm grateful that our residents don't just get apathetic, that we still vote and we engage, and that Kathy's district showed up in large numbers and voted. I think that's commendable for our city as a whole. The other thing I wanted to mention is I've had a lot of residents reach out to me recently, probably in the last month, asking a lot of clarification on ADUs. I'd like to have an opportunity to bring that up in one of our agendas coming year to clarify more. A lot of clarification asked and people wanting some varying latitudes for that. But people concerned and asking questions. Okay, so if you'll start with, this is just a picture of the freezing cold weather that we stood in. Go to the next picture. To welcome these fantastic young men back to South Jordan City. These are the seven young men, and I believe two are on the back row. Is that right? No. You look like him. You in the blue shirt? You look like the second guy in. I thought you were him. Not to point you out, but you right there in the blue shirt. All right, so these seven young men are Harriman High School students, and the mayor thankfully texted and invited us on Sunday to join in the fanfare. They had the pep band, a lot of students, a lot of parents, there to welcome these seven young men that took first place nationally for the cross country team. These guys didn't even win state, and they went to nationals completely, like, just to be there and participate, and they spanked everybody. I just thought it was phenomenal. There's the mayor having her little speech.
Impromptu, none of that was scheduled. The whole thing was thrown together.
So the mayor and I were there, and a councilwoman from Harriman High were there. They were brought in with the police and the fire truck and just the pep band. It was just delightful to be there with these great young men, so humble and hardworking. There's some of the signs. This man with the red hoodie, his sign says, I knew you before you were famous. I thought that was so cute. So cute. Okay, next. There's just some more. The fun people that were there in the rain welcoming these young men. It was heartwarming. This next picture is a picture of Light of the Night. Just, it was delightful to be there. Thank you.
Did you send that to us yet?
I will.
I would like a copy of that.
Okay. My daughter said my hat's dorky, but I thought it was kind of fun. Anyway,
you gotta love your children.
I know. They'll keep you humble. Thank you, Janelle, for a great Light of the Night. I think that's your department, right? Okay. Thank you to the city staff in whole. Every year it gets better. This is a special picture. This darling woman lives in South Jordan, and this is the third year that she has spent hours and hours and months crocheting Christmas ornaments for our police department. I have a bag there that I picked up at 2:00 today from her, and she said, please give them my love, and I delivered a Christmas ornament to every one of the members of our police department today. Her name is Mindy Pearson, and the officers that I handed the ornaments to this afternoon said they want to come and meet her. So we're going to organize a day, don't anyone tell, that they're going to show up in unmarked cars and give her a delight. So good woman sits and crochets, and then I get to be her little elf that delivers. Next picture, this is today over at the public safety building. Some of the officers, the ones in their hoodies aren't sloppy, they're undercover, they told me. I'm like, where's your uniform? They said, well, we're undercover detectives. Yeah. So these are some of the sharp South Jordan City public safety men that came out, and I was able to give the ornaments to them. So just so heartwarming, the good people that live in our city. And hours, she said she crocheted 1,500 ornaments this year. Last year it was 1,200. I can't imagine how many hours. She donated them to South Jordan City, and then just because she's so amazing, she gave some to Harriman and Riverton as well. What a great lady. Next, I think that's it. Let's see if I got everything. I think that's it. Thank you, Mayor.
Awesome. Thank you. Mr. McGuire.
All right, I guess I'm up. I believe I have some pictures. Did they make it? There we go. So I should turn on my mic.
attended the VEC open house where all the 911 calls funnel into in the Salt Lake Valley. That place is amazing. It's like walking into, I don't know, like a CSI TV show or the spy room, all their different cameras. I walked in, my neighborhood was literally pulled up on the map that they were helping someone. I'm like, yeah, I recognize that street. and then just, yeah, the technology that they have to make sure people get the help that they need is just amazing. So that was a neat experience. If they ever have another open house or an opportunity that the council can attend, I really encourage you to go check it out. It really was neat. my pictures from Light the Night, another wonderful event. The little girl down at the bottom is my, I guess, great-niece, my niece's niece, which is still a hard concept to think about. That I'm getting old. But they actually made the long journey over from Riverton to be able to participate in our great city event. And then, of course, some of the ornaments that residents did that are still hanging up outside. I'm grateful for everyone who participated with that. Earlier, a gingerbread tower was shown by Mr. Shelton that initially was going to be my son's project, but his arthritis flared up, so it became a group project trying to finish that. Taught me a lesson in patience. I'll stick with something else besides gingerbread, I think, in the future.
But you're an engineer, aren't you?
No, that's my wife. My wife has the brains, I have the sarcasm. So, but yes, thank you to everyone who pulled off a wonderful Light the Night. Attended the best Christmas pageant ever. Had a slightly different experience than the Sheltons. I loved it. In fact, so much to me and I, well, we have an Arts Council meeting coming up next week. To me, I would love to see it become a regular, like, South Jordan tradition. You have the best Christmas pageant ever, followed by Light the Night to start off the holidays in South Jordan. That's how much I enjoyed it.
That's great.
And, you know, we had the whole discussion earlier about the Wejo versus Sojo. Just like to point out that a couple months ago, I actually had a resident who moved to South Jordan say that every time she leaves South Jordan, she feels like she's leaving the Garden of Eden because she just loves South Jordan so much. So if we're looking for a tagline, we can claim the Garden of Eden. Coined by a resident, not by me. So. That's everything.
Awesome. Thank you. It's been a long time since we've met. We had an extra Tuesday. We had it's been a long time. And this is going to sound like a long report, but I am barely going to touch on some highlights because we've had a lot of highlights. We've had a lot of important things. I sent some pictures and I didn't go nearly far enough back with the pictures. I thought, oh, I missed some really big things. Sorry. I have them. Anyway, I just didn't get them sent. So this was the DARE graduation at Monte Vista Elementary. Their awesome fifth graders just graduated from DARE, and just let you roll through some of those. We are doing the right thing by keeping the DARE program here in South Jordan. These kids love it. Their parents love it. They appreciate it. The teachers are so good. We have such outstanding DARE officers. They do such a good job. And DARE has expanded well beyond just say no to drugs and just, you know, be careful with underage drinking. Don't drink underage. That's still part of it. But there's so much more with bullying and suicide and how to really help these kids process and reach out to each other for help. And it just is an outstanding program. So we love our DARE graduations. And we have, where's Melinda? Jacob Seeger graduated, so that was really fun to see him. There he is right there, a couple of his friends, and it was really fun to be there and be part of their DARE graduation at Monte Vista, and we'll have a whole bunch more coming up, like it is the season. It's time. Okay, I had the chance to speak at this press event that was pretty monumental for the Point, and I think it's a monumental step in the synergy that we are working to create for the entire region out here, because it was the the signing of the master development agreement of, for phase one of the point, at the Point of the Mountain project. And so they asked me to say a few words there, just as one of the trustees who's been part of it from the beginning. And it was a pretty significant day. There were a lot of people who attended that. But I had one reporter from the Tribune say, you know, have you had any business owners ask if this is going to be, you know, a challenge for you considering what you're doing in South Jordan as well? And I said, no. He said, do you think there's too much housing? You know, are you not putting in enough commercial in the point, you know, or in your project? And I said, no. First of all, they need the housing for to bring in the kind of businesses that we're trying to attract and the synergy that we're working to create between what we're doing in South Jordan and what's happening at the point, and to be able to connect them through transit is going to be key for this entire region. We're not right next door to each other. We need what we're doing. They need what they're doing at the point, and they're both going to matter, and we're actually going to drive a collective synergy between us by being able to attract great companies, great things, you know. Anyway, he liked that answer. He said, that I hadn't thought of it that way. That's a you're right. And I said, well, we think we are. So anyway, then I had the chance to go and tour a couple of projects with the point. We made a very quick trip as a board with the development partners for phase one of the point, and one of the projects we viewed was called the point. So we took this, this palm trees picture. That was what I asked for. I like palm trees with lights, and so if I'm doing any more work on this project, I want palm trees with lights. anyway, since I do love trees with lights, this is from Light the Night, which I just echo what's been said. It was so great, and I think the chance to expand that and use a larger footprint made it not feel overcrowded. It was packed, but it made it feel very workable and flowable and just really, really great because we have spread out and added more. And just the whole night, people were just talking about how great it was and how much they loved it. So thank you to our staff, to everyone on our team. Yeah, this was at Harriman High School. So I got a message over Messenger from a parent from the high school on Sunday that said, the boys are coming home, and we're throwing together a welcome home celebration. So thank you to our partners with the Harriman Police Department and Unified Fire, who gave them an escort just from Winco to the high school right there. For those of you who may not realize, about 75% of the student body at Harriman High School are actually South Jordan residents. So it is a South Jordan feeder school, and the Harriman High community is a big portion of that is South Jordan. And so congratulations to these young men who did awesome. They took second at state, and they took second at the Nike Cross Country Regionals. They were slated to take second at Nationals, but they won. They won the whole thing, and it's a first time, and it was significant. So we also had American Fork High School took second, and Riverton High School took ninth nationally. So, like, wow. A huge showing from Utah. It's so good. But congratulations to these young men and their team and their parents and their coaches. And it's really great. Okay, I think that's all the pictures that I have. But let me give you a quick rundown of a few more things. I had the chance to visit with Arthur Brooks. I don't know how many of you know who Arthur Brooks is. Dr. Arthur Brooks, right? Who we love him. Yeah. he is, I just really like him. He came to town along with Dr. John Powell. Arthur Brooks came from Harvard and John Powell came from Berkeley. And they had a forum called Bonding and Bridging Across Society. And BYU and the University of Utah and several organizations helped sponsor this to put this on together to kind of bridge the divide in different philosophies, different political ideologies, different, you know, just how to bridge this divide across our society. It was fantastic. And, you know, several of us had the chance to meet Dr. Brooks when he came to the league, you know, and he came and spoke there. And I've had the chance to visit with him several times since then. And that was just really a treat. And over the last month, I have met with several candidates who are planning to run in 2024. Lots of candidates. Like, name a race and there's a chance I met with a candidate for that race, because there's just a lot of folks coming in, and it's because they really want to understand how they can best represent South Jordan. You know, they know there's a lot of great things happening here, and if I get elected, no matter what the role is, how can I best serve South Jordan? I actually very much appreciate that, and I'll take the time to meet with any and every candidate that asks, because we do need them to know what we're looking for in these candidates and the partnerships that we need, right, at these different levels. Had the chance to attend the Rio Tinto 120-year celebration. They had a little gala to celebrate 120 years of mining at Rio Tinto. We've had several meetings. This is Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and there's a lot of legislation coming up that affects water. You know, we all know that, and water's important to us, and making sure that our annexed area is part of the service area for the water district is important, and happy to say that that was approved. So that's significant. Like, you remember, Patrick, it was a big deal when the sewer district annexed that new property into the service area. We've now successfully done that at the water district as well.
That's fantastic.
So it's a good thing. It's a big thing. The Fulmer Legacy groundbreaking that Brad referred to was awesome. That's been a long time coming. Man, that project, they've been trying to raise money for that for a long time.
Yeah.
You might remember the land swap we did, and we worked with Salt Lake County back in 2018 to help make sure they had the right parcel to do it. I love that they want to keep it in South Jordan, and that was really cool. So that was a great day. At the school board meeting, the last school board meeting for the Jordan District Board of Education, they approved the construction for the next elementary school in South Jordan. So that will be getting started soon. It is out west, out near where the water course will be in Daybreak.
Okay.
But Aspen Elementary is bursting at the seams. Yeah. And Aspen Elementary's boundaries are not only in South Jordan. They take in a portion of Harriman that has brought in a lot of immigrants. Mm-hmm. And
Aspen takes in Harriman.
Yes.
Dramatically. Yeah, and they're pretty full. They're really full. And that's in the fast-growing Highland Park area of Daybreak. You know, yeah. This just bursting. And so the district has approved construction of the next elementary school out there near the water course out west. And so we'll get another elementary school going soon, which we need, right?
Yes,
so that was really great for us. I attended the National League of Cities NLC City Summit. I had a chance to speak and attend some classes there. And also, like, this is where I failed on the picture so bad. I didn't go nearly far enough back. South Jordan City was one of six cities who received the inaugural Just Serve Global Cities Award. That's a big deal. Houston, Los Angeles, Franklin, Knoxville. Oh, my heck, I'm going to get them wrong. And Chandler, Arizona, and South Jordan, Utah. And I know that... this is a new award that Mayor Woodards, she's the mayor of Tacoma, and she's been the president of the National League of Cities for this whole term. She is really focused on, we need to get all of our cities coordinated with Just Serve and with the app to connect volunteers with projects, you know, that can really make a difference. And our award came because of the significant partnership we had in our 2021 project that we did in partnership with Just Serve, and we brought all the different religious groups and organizations together. And do you remember we had more than 1,000 residents show up to clean storm drains and to clean the Jordan River Trail and the Bingham Creek Park, and it was pouring rain. It was a terrible day for that, and so many people came out to help. And Just Serve was a real collaborator with us for that. So. Houston and Los Angeles, the mayors of both of those cities have called press conferences in the last week to announce that they've received that Global Cities Award. And so Rachel is working to put together a date that we can do a press conference to announce that we have also received that inaugural award. There are also two or three international cities receiving that inaugural award. Anyway, okay, let's see. Light the night. I've met with several residents who have come in too. Had some really good visits with residents who have come in with different projects or questions or concerns, or they're looking for resolution. Anyway, it's always good to visit with residents, whether I can, do what they're hoping or not, or whether it's something the city can do, what they're hoping or not. You know, it's really good to get to visit with them. This weekend, we had the Sounds of the Season concert, as Mr. Shelton mentioned, and Marlene Stanley founded that group 19 years ago. She just retired. Saturday night, it was her last concert as conductor of our Sojo Chorale for Sounds of the Season, and we have a new conductor who will be stepping in, and he's fantastic, and he lives here in the city, and he's outstanding. He'll be great, but Marlene is just a hallmark of this community. She's just... really, she is beloved. And the concert was, I think, my favorite so far of all of them that I've been to. It was really good. Anyway, her favorite composer and arranger is Mark Hayes. Hayes, he's very famous. If you've ever sung in any kind of a choir or any kind of a church choir or a school choir or chorale, you have probably sung one of his pieces. He does a lot. To surprise Marlene, they flew Mark Hayes out here.
Because
she is his biggest fan, and she does 5 to 10 of his pieces every concert. So Mark Hayes came, and it was a privilege to get to honor Marlene and introduce Mark Hayes. And then Sunday afternoon, they held a reception for some of the choir members and Marlene to honor her, and then Mark Hayes while he was in town. And so I had the chance to go there. And anyway, he loved his time here in South Jordan. It was great. That was really special. So there's been just a lot of great things happening in this city, and congratulations to everyone. And most of all, thank you to everyone. As you can tell, we divide and conquer. There's a lot of things. We can't all be at all the things. A lot of them are always at the same time, right? There's so much going on. So I just appreciate that we divide and conquer and we make it to all the things. One of us, two of us, some of us, we do what we can, and we do everything we can to try to make it so the city is represented everywhere. And that's a team effort that couldn't happen any other way. Thank you to all of you. All right, here we go, Mr. Marvin. Item G on our agenda. I can't say we're looking forward to it. I'm so sad about it, actually. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm sad about it.
Mayor, excuse me.
Oh, we need public comment?
Yeah.
That was a slip, not a deliberate skipping of public comment, for the record. Okay, public comment. Anyway, I overed the page. Sorry. Okay, we're going to first go to public comment. This will be the time when anyone here who would like to address the council will have the chance to, and you can come up and everyone can have 3 minutes and give us your name and address for the record. We always do that, and just appreciate the civil dialogue that we always have here. Please.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council, City Staff, Michelle Hollis, 9722 Pendleton Way. I wasn't sure there would be public comment on item G, so I'm probably jumping the gun, but I would like to personally thank Councilman Mr. Marler. I would like to thank his wife. I know that the last 8 years are a sacrifice, and they did it knowing what it entailed because they've done it 8 years before. So thank you, Councilman Marler. I know now that I've seen you working behind the scenes for the past 5 years that it's not always a thanked job. I know that sometimes there are hard decisions that have to be made, and I've appreciated watching how you balance that with what meets the needs of the city moving forward, what meets the needs of the majority, and trying to make level and fair decisions that benefit our community. So thank you for that. And then Councilman McGuire, my children benefit so much from your arts program. My daughter just had a new utility box installed. It's the one with the lights that looks like City Council over near the Gale Center. So we appreciate that. And then two of my children were in the greatest Christmas pageant ever. So I'm sorry, I also quite liked it. But I knew people in the cast. So thank you. I'd like to thank all of you for the job that you do. This is a great city, and it's been such a privilege to serve on the Planning Commission. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, Chair Hollis. Appreciate you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak during public comment? I know, it's a long walk, but I promise we're nice. Like, this is not stressful.
Sounds good. My name is Claire Zamora. I live at 2526 Valleyfield Circle, and I would like to talk about the reflective striping for South Jordan City. Many of the Bingham High students and I would like to suggest that we add reflective striping to South Jordan's roads. I don't have the best eyesight, and some of my friends also don't, and so I would just like to make that comment.
Awesome. Claire, thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Of course.
To Kevin. And share your comment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak? Okay, not seeing anyone. Is there anyone online that would like to speak during this public comment portion? If so, please turn on your camera and give us a little wave. Okay. Seeing none, thank you. We will close this public comment portion of the meeting, and now we'll move on to item G. Like I said, I can't say that we've been looking forward to this because I kind of hate it. we've known about it for a long time, but you know, we've been together as a council for 6 years, which is rare. It's pretty rare. It's pretty special to have the same group together for 6 years. Sometime that could be terrible, but in this case, it's been the best. It's been wonderful. So, I have a proclamation that I'm going to read in recognition of Bradley G. Marler's years of service. But first, I want to just list a couple of things, just a few things. Like, the list would be exhaustive. This is very few things. But a few notable actions by Brad Marler while he served on our city council. Mr. Marler initiated voting districts. Previously, the entire council was elected at large, and voting districts have been a great benefit to our community. And I mean, that's significant, right? And a big change that probably had a lot of reaction at the time, maybe.
Yeah, it was not well received, but what it did was allow representation from throughout the city, and I think that was important then and now.
Agreed. Initiated a citywide fully engineered transportation plan. One of the necessities for the transportation plan was because the previous council would not connect roads. So that's a big deal. It is a very big deal. Initiated the connection of 9800 South and 106th South. Both roads were purposely left unconnected because that would create too much traffic on those roads, but we needed the through thoroughfares of 98th and 106th, and can you imagine if those didn't go through? We can't even imagine, right? The development of the Jordan River Parkway project amidst huge public outcry that it would ruin the city and cause unbearable air pollution and kill all the animals in that corridor. One resident wore a gas mask to the meeting and gave public comment while wearing it. Mr. Marler said, I think the Jordan River Parkway is one of the beautiful amenities in our city, and it generates handsomely to the tax coffers, and that is true. It has definitely not ruined our city. It's made us stronger and made us better. Working with the council and staff, he was one of those that negotiated the Daybreak Master Development Agreement and approved the initial agreement to annex Daybreak into the city and to create Daybreak. That's a big deal, and it's been a big deal. So, much to be proud of there. Hope you'll keep coming back. We've got a lot going on there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
he was part of the council that approved the district. Another big deal, right? It has been a very big deal for our city. He was part of the council that approved the commercial retail development where Harmon's is located. As a result of the sales tax generated from this development alone, the council approved the building of our current city hall. No tax increase was needed because the estimated increase in sales tax paid to build this city hall. And he was part of the council that approved tens of millions of dollars in bonding to repair and build water towers and additional infrastructure. Those bonds are now being paid off 20 years later, and our city would not be the place that it is without them. And to me, that is all an example of visionary leadership, which is absolutely requisite if we want to be the best city we can be. So, in recognition of Bradley G. Marler's years of service, whereas Bradley G. Marler has served with unwavering dedication as a city council member for the city of South Jordan, and whereas his commitment to the well-being and prosperity of our community has been evident through tireless efforts and thoughtful decision-making, and whereas Bradley G. Marler has committed a significant part of his life serving the city, including serving as city councilman for 16 years, on the Architectural Review Committee for 12 years, on the City Planning Commission for 4 years, on the City Compensation Committee for 10 years, and on the Economic Development Committee for 3 years, and for co-founding the South Jordan Chamber of Commerce and serving in an executive position on the chamber. And whereas Bradley G. Marler's advocacy for responsible fiscal management has played a crucial role in ensuring the efficient use of city resources and the promotion of economic growth, and whereas his collaboration with fellow council members, city officials, and community stakeholders has been characterized by a spirit of cooperation and a shared vision for the betterment of South Jordan. And now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the city of South Jordan extends its deepest gratitude to Bradley G. Marler for his outstanding service, leadership, and positive impact on our city. We hereby acknowledge Bradley G. Marler's significant contributions and express our sincere appreciation for his commitment to the city of South Jordan. And then the technical stuff says, in witness thereof, we have hereto set our hands and caused the official seal of the city of South Jordan to be affixed this December 5th, 2023. Please join me in thanking Mr. Marler. Make Brad take a picture with his proclamation and his wife and all the things. I'd like to turn and see if there's anything you'd like to say.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have just a couple things, but I don't have, it's not like a dissertation or any prepared remarks. So, and first of all, thank you, Mayor, for that. That's and Council, it's very, very much appreciated. If there is one thing that I wanted to do tonight, it's very simply to thank so many people for the privilege and the opportunity that I've had for so many, many years. And I'm not going to leave her till last. I'll put her first, which would be my wife, Marianne, who has put up with so many phone calls. And before we really had cell phones, people would call my home phone. And back in those days, it was...
Is that the 1800s, Brad?
Yeah, I know. This was 2000, and people didn't have cell phones, so they would just call, and Marianne would take the call, and I'd get home from work. She says, there's all these people calling, and why are you doing this? I don't think you should do that. So it was a lot of fun. She would probably have voted otherwise on many of those projects, but I really appreciate her support. And I'll also say my three children, who were, I don't know, I think, what were they back then, 12, 13, and 14, something like that, during those first 8 years, missed out, you know, on some evenings, on some sports activities and things with them. So in absentia, I will, you know, extend appreciation to them. I just really appreciate all the residents, the support that I've had. Some of you, I think the council knows that I, and most executive staff, I was very concerned after we'd moved into the city, and probably only here about 2 years, and I thought something is wrong here. We have got to make some changes, and I began running for office. I actually ran twice, and I ran unsuccessfully. I made more and more progress, and then they asked me to be on the Planning Commission, and we created the Chamber of Commerce. I was on the Economic Development Committee, all those things. I kind of simultaneously get those things going because I felt like we needed some commercial development happening in the city, so eventually we'd have a great tax base. We had none. When we first got here, there were two businesses in South Jordan. There were about 9,500 people then. We are now about 95,000. There were two businesses in South Jordan, and I knew we were in trouble, and got a lot of kickback from that. A lot of people were very much opposed to any kind of commercial development. And for those who are not aware, a very, very former, I hope it wasn't my great-great-grandfather, but Council actually moved the borders of South Jordan from State Street to I-15, and then also from 90th South to 9400 South.
Yeah.
And why did they do that? Because they didn't want that nasty commercial development in our city, in our pristine neighborhood. You can imagine all of the tax base that was lost in that move. Unbelievable.
But, and no matter how many times we ask, Sandy and West Jordan always say, too bad, you're not getting it
there
back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would be the mall, all the Larry Miller, that theater. Whole complex, all of the south side of 90th South, anyway. Anyway, I don't know if I want to continue any further with that, but I just really appreciate the residents eventually supporting me electing me. I was actually appointed to the city council in 2000, and then after we almost immediately changed to voting districts, my voting district came up first, and I had to serve 2 years because we had to alternate. We were all together, you know, but we had to alternate, and so
yeah,
I won a 2-year, and then I won a 4-year, and that eventually became a total of 8. But I really appreciate the support that that I received. One of those times I ran unopposed. I think I would have run unopposed this time. At least that's what the two candidates told me, and I think that's also indicative of the great council that we have now. And so very much appreciative of the folks. I actually asked Jason Rasmussen and also Anna Crookston if they would give me a list of all of the councils that I have served on. And as you might suppose, there are and have been over the past mainly iterations every 2 years. That has not been the case here for the last 6 years. But I want to mention my fellow council members and the mayor from all those iterations, and it won't take too long, but I want to do it because I had the same kind of camaraderie, and we made a lot of decisions that have impacted where we are today as a council and as a city. And so bear with me for just a minute. In October, 2000, when I was on the council, the mayor was Dix McMullen, and we had council members Andy Burton, Skip Kreiner, Brad Marler, Russ Sanderson, and Stan Wills. I'll mention Skip Kreiner and Russ Sanderson, who were, I feel, my mentors as a new council member. They were so supportive. Within 2 months, they made me the mayor pro tempore until the end of my 8 years. Literally, they had that much support for me, and I just really appreciate that support. Skip Kreiner was the one who turned to me my first night and he had a southern drawl, which was really unusual for South Jordan. He says, hey, council member Marler, looks like we got a whole bunch of cave people here tonight. And I said, what do you mean by that, Skip? And he says, citizens against virtually everything. So he had an acronym for so many things. In 2002, we had Mayor Kent Money and council members Andy Burton, Ann Gayhart, Brad Marler, Stan Wells, and Mary Winter. And then in 2004, you notice every 2 years, there's a change. Kent Money was still the mayor. We had council members Dave Colton, Ann Gayhart, Brad Marler, Mary Winter, and Leona Winger. In 2006, every 2 years, Kent Money, Brian Butters, Dave Colton, Brad Marler, Larry Short, and Leona Winger. In 2016, Mayor Dave Alvord and council members Patrick Harris, Brad Marler, Chris Rogers, Don Shelton, and Tamara Zander. And then for the past 6 years, our great mayor, Don Ramsey, and the other city council members, I don't need to mention their name again, that are here. And so I want to not only thank the current council for the collaboration that we have had for all the, I mean, I think we have mostly, as the mayor mentioned, voted unanimously, but at times we've had to have respect and also respectfully disagree with each other and vote differently. And that's part of what we're doing is we're representing different ideas and ideals. And hopefully we all come together and we're able to work together and cohesively build the city and move the city forward. And I'm grateful for all these people for all of the time and effort. I've been very, very fortunate to work 16 different years with some wonderful people. Now, I want to just thank our executive staff that is here tonight. I couldn't think of a more wonderful group of people to work with. And yeah, you're probably right. I might have said the same thing many times over all these, let's see, one, two, three, four, six different iterations of councils that I've had an opportunity to serve on. I would have probably said the same thing because I am so appreciative of all the work that goes in from our executive staff. And so I just want to thank you all again for the opportunity to work with you, the wonderful, you know, Light of the Nights, the wonderful summer fests that have gone on, the ruck races, and there's still one more, by the way, on the 16th of December. If you'd like to join me, it's the Santa ruck, so the Santa race. So that's the main thing I wanted to say tonight, is just to literally thank everyone for everything that I have been able to learn and be a part of, and to see this wonderful city grow. Oh my gosh, to think where we were, you know, back then in 2000 to where we are today. And the, you know, the one thing I forgot to mention is the fitness center and the aquatic center. We did that too. My first 8 years. I don't know if our names are still up on the plaque there. They probably took that down. But anyway, just so many changes, and I'm grateful for those many, many years that I've had a privilege to serve. I hope I thanked everybody. That was my intention. Wonderful people. We've got a great city manager and assistant manager, attorney. I just can't. I know going forward, and with Kathy joining the council now, I know we're going to go forward and do great things. And I'm not concerned at all. I'm not going to be back here whining and complaining and saying, why are you doing this or that? The only time you're going to see me is in Harmon's or, you know, with the ruck race probably.
And hopefully when the ballpark opens.
Yeah, I will be there if I'm invited. I would love to. I'd love to be there. Actually, I would love to be there when we eventually get a senior center. That's something we tried to do in my first 8 years. We didn't have any money or opportunity then. And I would love to see that come to pass. And so I'm hopeful that the council will find a good place to put that. That's all I can think of. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Brad. Sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody have anything you'd like to say? He's not dying. He's just retiring. Right. If anybody has any thoughts that you haven't already had a chance to say, and a lot of folks have already expressed quite a bit, but if there's anything you want to say, the time is now.
We already said so much how we love working with you, Brad. We'll miss you. Thank you. You've been a great leader on this council. We've turned to you, and you've brought things up and corrected things. So thank you for your leadership and your level way of communicating when we all didn't agree. I appreciate that.
Anyway, I also totally agree with what's been said about your excellent leadership. And when I think about my experience with you, there the two words that just come crashing in immediately are visionary and courageous. Mm-hmm. For sure. Thank you. Mayor?
I just want to express my thanks to Brad. Take this nicely. No, just coming on to the council and that, I just always looked to you saw you as kind of the steady old captain at the wheel, that you provided leadership. You provided clarity from all your experience to help continue to move the ship forward, to help the city continue to move forward. And I appreciate that insight that you've given. And then I appreciate the way that you and Marianne even let us into your family. You know, one of the things that people, you know, sometimes forget about elected officials is that we are people. We do have families,
And when we had one of the dinners at the Sheltons, that first one, and your family performed for us. That was just a really neat experience. And to get to know that just a little bit, that piece of your family meant a lot to me. And I think that really helped, you know, just kind of the whole council move forward, just breaking down those barriers for us to continue to see each other, not just as colleagues, but as people with our own individual interests and wanting to do the best for the city. So thank you for your leadership.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that.
And Brad, the one thing that you taught me is, I mean, there's a lot of amazing things that we've needed to get done in our city. And yes, we all show up at these city council meetings, but you really have shown that there's so many things that you do prior to the council meetings to make things move forward. You know, you roll up your sleeves and you're getting involved. You know, sometimes some projects that might not even seem, or things that we want to do might not even seem feasible. You work to find ways to get them done. You know how to interact, you know, with a lot of residents, and the city has benefited dramatically from all those efforts that you've made, not only here in the chambers where we're all together working with everyone, but just even behind the scenes. So thank you.
Very kind. Thanks, Patrick.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Yep. Well, I just want to say that from the very first moment I was elected, Brad said, I want you to know that I'm here to support you and work together, and I appreciated that, and I have appreciated it every day since. It's been such a privilege to serve with you and to learn from you and to get to see your leadership and your strength. Fearless is a good word. You know, in my office, I have this little phrase, and it's tried to be my mantra throughout my service so far, that do what is right, not what is easy. And I think Brad is an outstanding example of a leader who does that. Do what's right. The right thing is rarely the easiest thing, right? And remember, for like a year, we kind of had a running joke that every situation that was happening, it's all in District 2. I always remember. We're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Brad's district. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good luck. That's District 2.
It's a good place for
it. Right. You have never wavered on your steady leadership and commitment to doing the right thing for the city and the residents who live here. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
South Jordan would literally not be what it is without your service. And we're all so proud of what it is. So thank you.
I am, for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Mayor. Appreciate
it. Okay, we have, I'm gonna present this to you here. I was told you're not a big, you don't want big knickknacks and big, you know, you don't want something in your yard or something, you know. So anyway, we have this for you. Here's the little battery. Don't lose the battery.
Okay.
And this clock hopefully resembles a little bit what we have out front. Mm-hmm. And it just says on the back, this is from our council. Now it says South Jordan City Council District 2, Bradley G. Marler, served 2016 to 2023. So
thank you.
This is from
I appreciate that.
Us
That's
to
lovely.
You.
Thank you.
And we're going to see if we can come down. Marianne, I'm going to ask, and you don't have to say yes if you're like going to shoot me, to just say no. But but if there's anything that you would like to say before we come down and take pictures, do you have anything you want to say? I know she's going to fire me. You don't have to.
I didn't put her up to it.
But we all know that none of us could do this without our support system, and you've been that. So your impact on the city of South Jordan has been quiet in the background and monumental.
I don't know what to say except that he's an amazing person, and I never could have served on the city council. I would have been arguing and been pulled on every issue, but I have a lot of respect for Brad, and I respect all of you and the staff, and Brad has always spoke very highly of everyone. Thank you for supporting him, and thank you for the opportunity that he's had to serve. That's all.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Can we take a picture?
Of course, yeah.
Like you can say no. You can try. I should have said, now it's time we're going to take a picture. Yeah. It's just some
with this mayor, was that really an option?
There we go. Hold that.
Going through all of my pictures that we have as a group, and we only have a handful of us together with just the six of us. If I'd had more time and didn't have a new grandbaby that I traveled to go meet, I wanted to print those pictures up for all of us and give you that, but instead I went to Trader Joe's because that's how much time I had. But I looked through all of them, and so I look forward to this picture of all of us because we just have a few. We have our selfie in the MRAP, and we have just one here like this. We have one in front of the clock, but it's so late. Most of them have everybody else in them.
Okay, so let's just do some of them.
Maybe I'll take one with us and then one without.
Perfect. So we have it. Yeah, that'd be great.
A whole group.
All right. Let's get close to it. 3, 2, 1.
Gotta switch your angle.
Gotta go vertical,
all right,
Kathy.
3, 2, 1. All right, if you want to set that.
Oh, you didn't put your stem on
do
the
vertical.
Tippy toe one.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, one more tippy toe one. Hold on.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, one more tippy
toe. No. Her on tippy toe.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can't even walk on my toes, you know.
No, her.
3, 2, 1. And then zoom in. 3, 2, 1. That's right. You got to do the high angle. We know this.
Hide my triple chin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now one with the. Did you want
awesome.
One with the?
Oh, he had the plaque.
Oh, we already had the plaque.
Yeah,
okay.
We did. Do you want one with Marianne?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. Marianne.
Let's take one of you with all of us, and then we'll step out and take one of just you two.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. 3, 2.
Thank
three,
you.
3, 2, 1. Got to do the angle. Okay.
All right, we'll step out and let you guys take one together. Yeah, okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. And let me do one more like this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just in case. 3, 2, 1. You want to frame it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is what I planned to do.
The one outside City Hall, summertime, I've got one outside. MRAP, one here, one in front of the late night spot. Every other t-shirt I could find out, I could only find four that was all of us together, just the six of us. Yeah. Well, I have them. I can send them when I can. I was going to give everybody.
I know.
So I want to coordinate this time.
Okay, let's do.
I seriously, I'm like, okay, if we're doing skirts, I need to go buy it.
Before you close this up, I would really like to thank Brad. I was there when Brad was selected to be on the council that first time. I think I was probably your first appointee to the Planning Commission, which was probably about a month later. And so I've been following and watching Brad and learning everything I could from him. And I wanted to thank you. You're so decisive and so eloquent when the discussion is heated, and you never lose your cool. I wish I had that talent. But anything I've grasped from you and learned from you, I'm internally grateful for it. And I thank you so much for being a good example of leadership and just the decisiveness of how you know things are supposed to be. And so thank you so much. And thanks for, you know, nudging me along when I need it and telling me to settle down too. And I thank you so much for that and for your friendship. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Kathy. Thanks, Kathy. Probably the only time in the annals of time here that you have a council member who was elected after me, and then, 10 years later, she also gets elected after
Yeah, that's after true. Me. That's not a thing. That's super thing. Unique.
Yeah, pretty
that's
unusual.
Awesome. So I'm very cool.
Thanks, Kathy. Yeah. Glad you're on the council now.
Okay, we are going to move on to item H. H1 is resolution R2023-56, requesting recertification of the City of South Jordan Municipal Justice Court. We will turn to Ryan Lewis, our city attorney.
Mayor, council, every 4 years we're required to recertify the Justice Court. It's a requirement of the code and the AOC, Administrative Office of the Court. We have to certify a bunch of things. It's all in there in my letter to the AOC saying that we comply with those items. The court personnel signed an affidavit. It's not included in the backup, but that will also go to the Administrative Office in Court. So the last thing they need is a resolution from the City Council saying that the court's recertified, or that you want the court recertified. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer it.
Question. Okay. Seeing none, I think everybody has a pretty firm understanding about what this is, what this means. So with that, thank you, Mr. Luce, and I will see if there is a motion.
I think Brad should.
I think so, too. Mr. Marler, would you like to make a motion?
I would be happy to. Let's see. That's the 2023-56.
Yes.
Mayor, I will move that we approve resolution R2023-56 requesting recertification of the City of South Jordan.
For our Municipal Justice Court. Thank you. Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right, seeing none. This doesn't need a roll call, does it? All right. Please take it away.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, staff reports and calendaring items. We are going to turn to Mr. Lewis, our city manager.
A couple of quick items for you. I mentioned to you last week that we were in the final stages of finalizing our puzzle contract with Mr. Dowdle. That artwork has been finalized. We're just securing all the final rights, and then it will go into production for puzzles. And those will be available to the public at the great unveiling, which will be on the Thursday of Summerfest in June. And so that will be the great day of its unveiling. So, and there will be options for 1,000-piece puzzles, 500-piece puzzle, and 100-piece puzzle. And we are still looking at some options to get some prints for those that don't want to put the puzzle together but would love to have a great piece of art to hang in their office or their home or likewise. I think it will be very popular. In my opinion, this is one of the best puzzles he has ever produced for a city. Yes. Awesome.
I do want some, so whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Can I ask?
Yep.
When do we get a sneak peek, Mr. Lewis?
I will have to work to see when that might be available. I might be able to show parts. I have to be very careful not to unveil the whole thing because of the party that is being planned for
us. Yes. Let's be surprised.
Yeah, great, great unveiling. But I think you will all like it. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So
we'll keep it in
under wraps. Can I make a calendaring comment about the Thursday of Summerfest? All of our district high school graduations are that day. And I will be attending my daughter's high school graduation that day. That is not actually a great day to do this event.
I will work with the artist and the production team and those that are traveling from out of the state to see if we might
be
able
to adjust
that. If we
can move it to Friday or anything else, but all the graduations are all that day. So we'll have daytime, we'll have nighttime. They just simply are.
Okay.
It's June 30th.
We'll,
May 30th.
We'll see if we can perhaps get them to work with us and slide the date.
Okay, just letting you know in advance, I'm like, I'm very well aware of what that date is. My last daughter's graduating from high school that day, and I'm going to be there.
Yeah, so
we will work our magic and move the date.
Try to find a time that can work, but it's not, like, if we want anyone to show up, it's all the graduations that day, so yeah.
Okay,
it's
we'll,
not just me.
We'll work
you know,
on that.
Everybody's going to have something.
You know what else I think would be neat is if we show, somehow during the parade, we're able to showcase, you know, that as well. You know,
well, that's the reason to get it done on...
Yeah.
Friday now, I'm going to shoot for it, is so that the large mural will be unveiled in the city park, and everybody attending the parade and in the parade will be able to see it, as well as purchase puzzles at the parade.
Yeah. We don't get to throw the puzzles?
I mean,
gently toss
have
the puzzles?
Like a big banner printed or something?
Just driving through so everyone who's...
That's a great idea.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, is they're going through, there's somehow their showcase for everyone that's passing through everyone, and, you know, and
it will be incorporated.
Yeah, that'd
Does
be great.
Start on Tuesday.
Thursday.
Okay. Would you ask them to adjust it in their calendars?
Yeah, they have it from starting on Tuesday.
Well, there are some earlier events in the week, like down at Mulligan's and the parade preview, those types of activities. That's why it shows up on Tuesday, is so that if you want to participate in those pre events,
you can. But the actual
carnival starts on Thursday.
So if we unveiled it early, then it would be able to be sold in the booths for the rest of the week.
I will work with
like the Wednesday instead of Friday.
Yeah, we're part of a really big piece of this that has lots of pieces outside of our control. So I will work with them to see if we can move it a day up or a day back.
Not trying to be difficult. I'm representing everyone who has anyone graduating that day, and that's a lot of people in this city.
So I will work with the people we are partnering with. They selected us to be one of a very few cities that they're going to do what they're going to do.
Well,
I can hardly wait.
We'll work with them.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. I'm excited.
The second item coming up at our July 2nd during the work session, we'll be having
July 2nd.
Sorry, January 2nd. I'm already just thinking ahead to July.
Summerfest is over.
That's right. I was just going with the next meeting after that. At our January 2nd meeting, I'll get back to January eventually. We'll be discussing board appointments and committee assignments. So you may want to start giving some thought if you're happy serving on the boards that you're on, if it's time to make a change and you'd like to move from one committee to another. We'll be having that discussion. We'll also be having a discussion about your board appointments. I think all of you currently have some openings for Arts Council, Senior Committee, there'll be some Planning Commission. Council members Zander and Harris, might be a good time to chat with your folks to see if they want to be reappointed for another term on those boards. But we'll have that discussion so that we can finalize things. We'll bring that back to you to adopt by resolution at the January 16th meeting. So it gives you a couple of weeks to talk to people and work on that. And then the last thing, as you look behind you tonight, you will see some packages that is the gift from the city to each of you and your families for the holidays. And hope that you will enjoy that, and it will make your holidays a little bit brighter. So thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
That's it.
Mr. Luce,
you have any? One item. I've reached out to several of our legislators. For some of them, the week between Christmas and New Year's is their most availability. And so I know it's hard for some of us, and depending on schedules, look for those calendar invites, and we're working around many schedules. And so just so you know, if you see that, we'll move forward as best we can.
Thank you. I'm going to make a pitch that anybody, if that does work for you, that I'd appreciate it. By way of calendar note, my son gets married the morning of January 3rd. So I will be here for a January 2nd meeting. And then I got to hit the road because my entire family will be at my house preparing for the wedding in a few hours.
Oof.
I know. So, and they're all going to be at our house that week between they're coming into town. They're like, we're going to have a lot going on. So I'm not planning to do much work that week between Christmas and New Year's. So anybody, if there's legislators who can only meet then, anybody who can make sure they're there, that'd be helpful. I'd appreciate it.
If you can tell me when the family will be most annoying and you need like an hour break, we will find that slot for you.
I'm gonna be so happy to have those babies here.
State legislators or grandkids.
Yeah.
I lose.
So yeah. Thank you. Thank you for working on those. Jason, do you have anything for us? Anyone else? Anybody over here? No? Anyone over here? Okay. All right.
Mayor, could I just mention some of the senior staff over here? I left gifts back there, and Kathy, I have one for you too back there in the break room. So be sure and grab your gifts, and you guys have gifts there.
Oh, that's nice.
Well.
That's very nice. Thank you.
And if I could, Mayor, before everyone disperses, I would like to shake your hand for maybe the last time. So everybody, don't leave quite yet. I just want to say hi. And
it's a little ominous.
Awesome. Thank you.
Does sound a little ominous.
By way of note, this is not like noteworthy enough to make it into the minutes, but I will be significantly older by the time we meet again. So wish me luck making it that long. It's kind of monumental. It's a little bit freaking me out. So
you're joining the 50 club?
I am, right? Just very club. Before December. So then I think I'm going to take the rest of the year off and process it and try to. Anyway.
Good club.
Anyway. Okay, with that.
Can I say one comment quick?
Yes.
Staff, I put an amaryllis in front of each of you. If you didn't get one, please let me know. I brought a couple extras. The directions are on that little thing, the little square. Just QR code it, and they're different than last year. I hope they bring you joy, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. So hopefully, if you see cute bloom, take a picture and send it to me. I'd love to see it. Merry Christmas.
Very fun. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, enjoy.
All right, Mr. Marler, would you like to make our final motion of the night?
If we're ready, then Mayor, I'll move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
So moved. Okay. Second, whatever I'm supposed to do.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Merry Christmas, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah.